The Mishnah on Daf Beis discusses Machlokas Beisil Beis Shammai. Mishnah tells us that according to Beis Shammai, Shita Seor is Bekazayis, Chametz is Bekoseves. Well, the shear of Chametz is a larger shear than that of Seor. And Beisil disagrees and says, Zev is Zev Bekazayis, one of the unusual cases of Beisil of Shita, which indeed is Lechumra. The Gemara Daf Zayin Ud Beis tells us the following Kiddush, that this Machlokas certainly is not regarding the Isser of Achila. Achila b'chala Torah kula clearly is a kazayis, less mandapalid. When the Torah always uses the word achila, achila means a kazayis. If a person makes a shvua, you use the word achila, that means a kazayis. A person makes a neder, konam la kikar zeh, he doesn't use the term achila, the shir is not a kazayis. When it comes to Yom Kippur, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat, but the Torah doesn't really fashion it in that way. And guess what? If achila is not mentioned, the shear is not a kazayis. And Yom Kippur, the shear again is a koseves agasa. So therefore, how is it possible to assume that anyone would disagree? Beis Shammai really maintains that the shear is a koseves. Achila, by definition, is always a kazayis. So the Gemara points out, you're absolutely right, that when it comes to achila, less mandapalu, the shear is a kazayis. This machlokis is regarding Bal Yeron Bay Matzeh. Lavim Daraisa, to possess Chametz, to possess Seor during the Mei HaPesach, how much is necessary in order to violate the Isra Bal Yeron, the Isra Bal Yeron Matzeh. So Beisil says very simply, Zev is Zev Kazayis. There isn't a difference between Seor versus Chametz, and there's no difference between the Isra Achila as opposed to Isra Bal Yeron Bay Matzeh. What's true of one is true of the other. Given everyone agrees Achila is Bekazayis, why would one argue that Bayer Maimatzah is considered to be a different shear? And now the Shita Beis Shammai disagrees, and no, we distinguish between the Isra Achila as opposed to the Isra Bayer Maimatzah, and we distinguish between Sa'or as opposed to Chametz. Simply in terms of definition, our Gemara tells us, what exactly is the difference between Chametz as opposed to Sa'or? All of that is something which indeed exhibits characteristics of Chametz. Ooh, the Gemara says the following. When you're dealing with Sa'or, that is chimutzo kasha. The properties of Sa'or are very, very intense. Meaning, the Gemara is going to tell us, Sa'or has the capacity to cause chimutz. Yachol l'chamea isos acheros. What's the downside of Sa'or? That it's not rayul achila. Sa'or in and of itself is not rayul achila, but nonetheless it is something that has the capacity to cause chametz. And chametz is opposite. Ein chimutzo kasha. It doesn't have that strong characteristics of Yachol L'chamea Isos Acheros, but Chametz obviously is something which indeed is Rayu L'Achila. So therefore everyone agrees there's a difference between Sa'or as opposed to Chametz. According to Beis Hillel Shita, despite these differences, nonetheless, Zeb is Zeb Kazayis, and Beis Shammai maintains that it's not true. That's a fundamental distinction, and therefore that is true L'Halacha when it comes to the shear of Chametz regarding Bal Yira and Bal Imatzi. What exactly do we mean when the Gemara says that realize you're going to be chayiv even if something is eino royal la'achil, eino royal la'achil? When we think about something which is eino royal la'achil, there are two possibilities. Sometimes that means something which is not royal la'achilas adam, la'achilas adam. Sometimes we can argue even beyond that, it's nifsal me'achilas kelet. It's something that in no shape or form is royal la'achil. Here when the Gemara tells us that Sa'or is unusual because you're chayiv despite the fact of Ein Aroi L'Achila, what type of Ein Aroi L'Achila are you referring to? Ein Aroi L'Achila Sodom, Ein Aroi L'Achila Kelev, and that's what I wanted you to see, the Sugim Sachim Adaf Memheim and Beis, where the Gemara quotes two brises. And the relationship between those two brises is something which is very critical. The first brisa tells us the following, toward the top of that, Menheim with Beis, pas she'ivsha. You have pas that now it is decayed, it's all moldy, it's moldy. The brisa tells us a chiddush, chayiv lavar. There's a chiyuv of biur, you have to get rid of it. You're going to be chayiv for bayur and baymatse, even though it's a case of pas she'ivsha. What exactly does she'ivsha mean? The brisa doesn't explain. It doesn't mention that, you know what, it's nifsal me'achilas adam, but it's roi la'achilas kelev. The Braisa doesn't explain. The Braisa simply says, for pashi ivsha, one is chayiv, chayiv avayir. Why exactly is that true? And that's where the Braisa tells us the chiddush, because of its potential. that yachal l'shochaka u'lachamea kam isos acheros, because it has the potential of causing fermentation. It can cause chimutz. So even though it's something that is not roya la'achila, nonetheless chayiv l'vayar, because yachal l'chamea isos acheros. That's braisa one, second up in Heimud Beis. Then later in the daf, the Gemara quotes a second braisa, and the relationship between these two braisas are somewhat unclear. There, again, pashivsha, exactly the same, pashivsha. Here the second braisa defines, you know what? Pashivsha means, dahainu, nifsa meichilas adam, however, v'kelav yachala ochla. That's loshana braisa. It's nifsa meichilas adam, but it's reyla achilas behema. Okay, wow. We didn't see that in the first braisa, but the second braisa is clear. It defines nifsa meilechol adam and bakelav yochol ochol. Wow, that's loshna braisa. Okay, that's not so unusual. Sometimes hashim amokam acher. You can have rhyme braisa that uses a term, another braisa defines it. But it is an important ta'ara that the first braisa does not mention the hagdara, the second braisa does. And the second braisa says the following: when you have such a thing that it's nifsa mechilas adam, but it's reyla achilas behema, mitamei tumas ochlin. You know what? It still has the status of chevtz of ochel. It's when the parsha of tumas ochlin, and chayiv levayah, you're going to be chayiv in bir chametz, you're going to violate bayram by matzeh, and misrefes ima tameya bepesach. And if this would be truma, you can go ahead and be sorifit together with that which is tameh, because you're not being ma'abid, the kodshim, after all, because it's already pashivsha. Okay. So when you look at those two braises, they're two very, very fundamental distinctions. Braise A doesn't define pashivsha. Braise B defines nisa menachal padam, but it's braila achilas behema. Good. Braise B does not mention anything about yachal v'chamei isos acheros. Doesn't mention anything. Beside it, done. Raisa A says, ooh, mipnei, rayel shochoko, chamea kam yisos acheros. So it's fascinating that Raisa A gives you a tam, it doesn't give you a hagdara. Raisa B gives you a hagdara, but doesn't give you the tam. So a very fundamental machlokas, one could understand. Maybe the answer is that Bazev di menelze. These two braises are not referring to different cases at all. What is true by Sa A is true by Sa B, and therefore, very, very simply, if you have something which is ifsha, and ifsha means that realize that it is something which is nifsa meichilas adam, even if it's reila achilas kelev, you know what? Yes, chayiv avayer. Why? Because yachal lechameya isos acheros. Yachal lechameya isos acheros. Okay? Or maybe one could argue that's not true. Maybe one could suggest that, you know why Braisa 1 doesn't say that it's nifsa mechilas adam, but it's reyla achilas kelev, because that's not true. Braisa A is referring to something that is ifsha legamre, to the point that it's not even reyla achilas kelev. It's not even reyla achilas kelev. If it's not even reyla achilas kelev, why in the world should the achil be in any shape or form? You know what the answer is? That's exactly why the Braisa has to say that, because yachol lechamea isos acheros. Because it can, on its face, be nifsa, but if it has the potential too, that alone justifies biur. In the second braisa, where we're talking about something that is only nifsa meyachilas adam, and it's not nifsa meyachilas kelev, so of course you're chayiv in biur. It's chametz. And therefore, you're chayiv for bayra matze, you're chayiv for biur. Forget about any reason of yachal chamei isos acheros. That would be incredibly meduyah. That Braisa A does not say, that recognize that, you know, we're talking about something that is Raila Achilas Behema. It's not. It's Nifsa Lagamre. For that, you have to come on to Lechameya. And Braisa B, which is talking about something that only has partial decay, that per se, you're Chayiv and Biur, and therefore you don't have to come on to Raila Chamei Isos Acheros. Those are two very different ways of understanding the relationship between Braisa A and Braisa B. Either they're mamish echoing the same halacha, and you know what, Bazev Limalzev, but these are two very, very different dinim. And what's missing in the Braisa, what's added in the Braisa, the Hadar in the town, is something which is very, very critical. Very critical. Good? That's pretty heavy. Now? Okay. The Rambam. Hilchos Chametz Amitzim. Perak Aleph Halacha Beis. The Rambam writes the following. You know what? When we discuss Chametz and Pesach, There's Nisra Achila, there's Nisra Hana, there's Chiyuv Abir, there's Nisra Bar Mayimatze. And then the Rambam writes the following. And Visser Chametz, Visser Sa'or Shaba Machmitzim. And whether you're dealing with Chametz, or you're dealing with Sa'or, which has the characteristics, the capability of causing Chimutz, Echad Hu, they're identical. Wow, they're identical. Chametz and Sa'or are identical. That's the Rambam, Perakallah Palachabez. Well, so Yisrochil, Yisrona, Biur, they're identical. And the Raiv, it screams, not identical. Chametz and Sar are identical. What is the Rambam referring to? Of course, Beitzad HaZayin Mabez, that Beisilo says, Zeb Kazayis. You, Beisham, I think there's a difference in Chametz and Sar. I disagree. There is no difference in Chametz and Sar, and therefore Echadu. The Rav writes, Echadu, Dafka l'shirayin. Beitzad HaZayin Mabez. The shear is the same. There's no difference in the shear between Chametz versus Or. But Echad Hain. That's absolutely not true. When it comes to the shear, Zev is Zev because I eat, despite the fact that difference is. But you know what? Let's say when it comes to Biur, Bayram by Matzah, they're the same. Obviously not. The Ravid writes the following Chiddush. If you have, for example, Chametz, which is Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev, this is the Ravid, Chametz, which is Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev, Ein Zokuk Avayr. You're done. It's Chametz, which is Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev. It's not Chametz. It's decayed to the point that it's not even Rayel Achilas Ve'ema. It is not Chametz. There's no Isra Achila, there's no Isra Hana, there's no Isra Barim by Matzah, there's no Chiyuv Abir. You're done. What about when it comes to Sa'or? No, that's not true. If you have Sa'or, you're ready, which is Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev, Furush and Raivin. Sa'or, which is Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev, Chayiv Levayim. Chayiv, wow. Chametz, if it's Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev, nothing, it's not Chametz. And therefore, there's no Isser Achila, there's no Isser Hana, there's no Chiyuv of Beer, there's no Isser Bayram by Matzah. When it comes to Sa'or, that's not true. Even if it's Nifsa Machila's Kelev on its face, it's junk, Chayiv Levayr. Why Chayiv Levayr? It's Nifsa. You know what the answer is? Yachal Lechame Yisos Acheros. That's the Chiddush of the Rav Hashita. Yachal Lechame Yisos Acheros is a reason that you're chayiv in biur, even when something is nifsa legamre. Wow. So according to the Ravid assumed that the Lashon HaBraisa, Psachon HaFemehim HaBeis, is incredibly meduyuk. Braisa 1 says Pash Ivsha. And it doesn't qualify. Ivsha means partially. Nifsa mechilas adam, b'roi lachilas b'ema. Ivsha means Ivsha legamre. Meaning it's not even right la'achilas kelev. Why in the world would you be chayiv if it's nifsa me'achilas kelev? You know what the answer is? Yachal lechame isos acheros. That's exactly Braisa 1. Braisa 2. Now let's talk about a different degree of ifsha. Partial decay. And therefore da'haymu, the Braisa is explicit. Nifsa me'achil adam, but it's right la'achilas kelev. Of course you're chayiv. It has a din ochel, it has a din chametz, it's metame tumas ochlin. It has a measure of Kedusha Satruma, and guess what? That you're going to be chayiv for Bayram by Matzah without any consideration at all of Yochal Chameya Isos Acheros. The Magid Mishnah points out that according to the Rambam Shita, there's no difference in Braisa 1 and Braisa 2. They're the exact same case. Nifsa Machilas Adam, Reila Chilas Kelev, Yerchayiv is Yochal Chameya Isos Acheros. One Braisa mentions the Hagdara, one Braisa mentions the Tam. Don't get so bent out of shape, that's not so uncommon. Not every Braisa is going to tell you every single detail, but it's the same din. And the Ravid writes, absolutely not. Braisa number 1 is referring to something which is Nifsa Lagamre, but Yachol HaChameya, Isos Acheros. Oh, Poshup Shat, even the simple reading of our Gemara tells us the following. There's something unusual about Sa'ur. It's not Reyel Achila. But since Chimutz Okashi are going to be Chai, what exactly does that mean? The Rambam writes, that's only true if it's Nifsa Mechilas Adam, but it's Reila Achilas Kelev. The Ravid writes that no, when our Gemara says you're going to be chayav for sa'ar, even if it's ain't a royal achila, guess what? You bring the dog, and the dog just walks away. The dog is not interested in eating, right? The sa'ar, it doesn't matter. Because yachal lechameya isos acheros. Now, it's a fascinating machlokes, the pirush of the brisos, the symmetry, but poshu pshat. Now, in psachim da, in beitza da zayin wadeiz, is informed by psachim da memhei. What does the Gemara mean by ein arayel achila? Ein arayel achila means it's nifsa lagamre. Or does ein arayel achila means that, no, that it's nifsa me achilas adam, but it's arayel achilas behema. A Rambam shita of something is nifsa me achilas behema, you're done. There's no chiyuv whatsoever. Ooh, that's step one. Good. Step two. No. Aran, Sachim daf yud gimel beis and daf erev. Aran is bothered by the following. You have, for example, that which is nifso me'achilas adam. Chametz, which is nifso me'achilas adam. Clear. No? Menhem beis and sachim. Zokuk levayer. That's clear. We have a machlokas Rambam and Rai, but what if it's nifsa me'achilas kelev? But if it's nifsa me'achilas adam, everyone agrees, zokuk levayer. That's clear. It's mufurish and brayso. The Ran asks the following question. Why should that be? Why in the world are you chayiv for bayram by matzir biur if something is not prayer la'achilas adam? And what exactly is the Ran's kasha? The Ran writes the following. Take a look in Parshas Re, no? In Dvarim, Yud Dalet, Chaf Aleph. When it comes to Isser Nevela, the Torah tells us the following. Nevela is also b'achila. So what do you do with it? Ager asher b'shachret yitana b'achala o machla nachri. You have to give this away. In other words, it's also b'achila. All right, but it's mutar b'ana. Good. But you know what you see from there? The Ran says the sugya, no? Nevela haru'uya leger, ikri nevela. Nevela she'en arayi leger, lo shma nevela. You know what nevela means? Machalos asaros. Something that's rayi l'achila. That's what the Torah says. You can't eat it, it's asar b'achila, but give it to someone else, a goy, to eat. That's okay. It's asar b'achila, it's mutar b'ana. But the Gemara says, oh, this is a Hagdara. Nevera halri lager. In other words, when you have an Isser, the chefza has to be that which is Rai Lachila. So on the one hand, when it comes to Nevela, the Torah tells us you require Nevela halri lager, dahain Rai Lachila. And now you have a Braisim Sachin of Memhei that says if you have Chametz, which is Nifso, Chayiv Levayer, how do you resolve that stira? That's the Ran's kasha. How do you resolve that stira between Psachim Daf Yud Gimel and all the sukkahs of Machalos Asuros, Psachim Chafei, but a pasuk in Chumash? No, you need Ru'uya Lager. How do you resolve that difficulty? No, that's the kasha of the Ran. You know what the Ran answers? Oh, Shani Acha. Oh, this is different. The case of Psachim Emhei, because Ru'uy lechamea isa sacheres. Whoa. Ru'uy lechamea isa sacheres. You're right. You should not be chayiv. The starting point, the muskal rishon, is you should not be chayiv at all. Because this is not ru'uy leger. The reason you're chayiv is because don't be fooled. You know what? You may think that this is absolute junk because it's nifso me'achilas adam. No. You know what? It has the capacity of causing chimutz. Sor, and therefore shani hacha ru'uy lechamei isa sacheros. In other words, what do you see according to the Ran? That ru'uy lechamei isa sacheros is a reason that you're chayiv for bayur b'matzi and biur of something which is nifsal me'achilas adam. Well, in a word, the Ran is exactly like the Rambam, against the Ravid. The Ram understood both of these braises are bozev limen alzen. And therefore, if something is nifsa me'achilas adam, you're chayiv. How can you be chayiv? It's a braisa mufurashes. Yachol lechameh, yisa sacheras. Despite the fact that it's nifsa me'achilas adam, and you would think there's no chiyuv, you're chayiv here because, exactly that the Ran writes, that Shani Hacha, this is different. The Raivad would never agree with this. The Raivad would write as follows. No. That Yachal Nechus Acheres is a reason to create a chiv of something is nifso lagamre. Me'achilas keler. Me'achilas keler. No? In Chametz, you're going to be chayiv if it's royal achilas keler, even without the reason Yachal Nechus Acheres. No? But I would never agree to this. Never agree to this. The Rambam writes that the bar is achilas adam. Anything that is spoiled beyond reilach achilas adam, you have to command to reilach meisos acheros. The Rambam says that's not true. If something is reilach meisos acheros, you're going to be chayiv, even if it's nifsal lagamre. The Rambam would completely disagree with the Raivad. The Raivad could not agree to the shak levitari of the Rambam. How in the world can he be chayiv for chametz, which is nifsal achilas adam? The answer cannot be according to the Raivad, because yachal meisos acheros. Because if this has the capacity of Yachal Nesel Cheros, you'd be chayiv even if it's Nisam Achilas Kelev, no? That's clear. Well, so guess what? You have an alignment, no? You have two brises, and whether the brises are identical, whether the brises are telling you two incredible chidushim but very different cases, well, that's Machlokas Rambam Raivad. And that's what the Raivites don't interpret, Beitzen of Zayin. Echad does not mean Echad, it means they both have the shear of Kazayis. It does not mean Echad, but Nafkaminas Daraisa. And the uniqueness of that which is Nifsal Agamre is because Yachal Chameya, and without Yachal Chameya, you're going to be Chayiv as long as it's at Nifsal Mechilas Kelev. What about the Ran's Kasha? How can you say you're Chayiv for something which is Nifsal Mechilas Adam? What about Nevela Haru'uya Leger Ikri Nevela? No? That's the whole basis of the Ran. You can't interpret it on its face that you're chayiv for something which is nifsal mechilas adam, because that's not true. You're not chayiv for something which is mechilas adam. The answer must be yachal lechameya. The Raivad cannot agree with that reason. So wait. So how does the Ran answer the kasha of the Raivad? How would that work? No? How can you say that you're chayiv if it's nifsal mechilas adam per se? That's against kol haTorah kula. That's against nevela shenroi leger lo shmei nevela. No? How can that possibly be? You know what the Raivad is going to tell you? Something very, very simple. Very simple. Well, what's the Ran's kasha? How can it be chayiv zakuk levayr for bar matzeh? Because you're not chayiv for achilas nevela? Who says that what is true of achila is true of bar and bar matzeh? Isn't there a step missing here? You're right. B'chol haTorah kula, nevela, treifa, chelev, whatever this there is, you're only chayiv if you eat it and it's roi l'achila. That certainly is true. Chametz. We're talking about zakuk levayr. We're talking about whether there's a chiyuv of bila or whether there is a isra bayir. We're not talking about achila. We're talking about non-isuri achila. So the Raivad would write that the Ran's kasha doesn't begin. Achila is governed by royal achila. By Rai Matzeh is not governed by royal achila. Why? And therefore, the kasha doesn't begin. And you don't have to answer Yachal Nesos Acheros. And you can't answer Yachal Nesos Acheros, because that answer would apply to a case where it's Nifsal Lagamre. It wouldn't answer your question at all. Would answer your question at all, no? Wow. So you kind of take a step back and ask yourself, what was the Ram thinking, no? The Ram said, I'll tell you, it's Bam Kasha, no? The Gemara himself, Memhei, Zalka Kavayar. But it's not Bari L'Achila. Why in the world is that a Kasha? We're not talking about Achila. We're talking about Rabbi Matzeh. You know why? Because the Ran, we're going to see, whoa, Shitase. Why do you think Bayer Matzeh is us? What is the relationship between the Isra Bayer Matzeh and Isra Achila? Are these two completely independent Isra? Or would I argue, no. Bairam by Matse is governed by this Rachila. That's the assumption of the Ram. That's the assumption of the Ram. So when it comes to the deep, I know one's talking about Bairam Matse. And I know one's talking about Achila. But if what is driving the Isra Bairam by Matse is that Isra Achila, so if there is no Isra Achila because Achila requires Nevela Ria Lager, how in the world can you say Zalko Kavair? And the Ravid would argue that's not true. That this Sir Bayra Matse is not governed by this Sir Achila, and the whole Kasha does not begin. The whole Kasha does not begin, and you don't need the Teretz of Yochel HaMayan, Inachinami. The Ravid Lashita say that that Teretz is not going to work, because if something is right, Lachamiso Sacheros, then you're going to be Chayiv, even if it's Nifsalit Gamre, Me'achila Skelet. Wow, wow. So what underlies this huge machlokes is the relationship between this Sir Achila and this Sir Barmai Matse. You know, if you could kind of demonstrate that the Rambam Shittas, they're related, or the Ram Shittas, that they are related, guess what? Ooh, that would be a beautiful Shittase. They argue that this Sir Barmai Matse is governed by this Sir Achila, and therefore, if something is in Rada Gedas Nisra Achila, there should be Nisra Barmai Matse. The answer has to be Rayu Lachameya, and Rayu Lachameya is going to come to Nisra Achila Sadam. If you argue that they're completely distinct, that certainly is not true. And Reina Chameila is going to even include a case where Snifsa Mechilas Kelev. Wow, wow, wow. That would be something fundamental. I'll give you just an example. I didn't put this in the Ramakomos, but take a look. The Rambam Nochos, Tumas Olchlin. Tumas Olchlin. Aleph Yud Gimel. Aleph Yud Gimel. The Rambam says the following. Let's assume, just as an example, you have Bisar Nevela. What does Nevela mean? Nevela is also v'achila. Nevela is also mitami tumas ochlin. No, there's a tumas nevela. There's a tumas nevela. You have a besar shchuta. Ah, you have a shchita. You know what? It's mutar v'achila. It doesn't convey tuma. An animal drops dead. Guess what? The carcass conveys tuma. It's an av hatuma, an nevela, and it's also v'achila. And fascinating. Do those two halachas always go hand in hand? Always go hand in hand. The Rambam says you have besar nevela. It's also v'achila. And it's matami to masaltin. What happens if it's nifsa, vihivish, the nifsa? It completely decays. It completely decays. You know what? The Rambam writes, if nifsa milecho hakelev, if it's nifsa machilas kelev, tahar, tahar. If it decayed to the extent that it's no longer a nevela, it's no longer a nevela. It's no longer mitame. It's no longer mitame. Let's see, you ask the Rambam the following kasha. What do you mean? When it comes to this rachilas nevela, you need nevela harila ger. It doesn't have to be nifsa me'achilas kelev. Nifsa me'achilas. If a person would eat that, he would not be chayim, because it's not rayla achila. You know what the Rambam would tell you? Well, those are two completely independent dinim. Nevela is also b'achila, but the chefza shal nevela is mitame. In order to argue that it's osra b'achila, it has to be rayla achila. That's achila sadam. In order to argue that it loses its status, legamre, that it's no longer called nevela, it has to be hivish v'nifsal milech alakelev. You'll ask the Rambam, isn't that a stira? When it comes to nevela itself, forget about psalchim, nevela itself, not that pasuk in Parshas Ra'eh. For tumas ochlin, you don't need, okay, you know, nifsal achila sadam is not enough. For achila, ain't a royal adam. The answer is, when it comes to this achilas adam, nifsam achilas adam. When it comes to the chefze shalochel, whether it's nevel or not, nifsam achilas kelev. When it comes to the Ravid would argue, exactly based on this Rambam, no. When it comes to an isra bayrai matzeh, the question is, do you own chametz? The answer is, if it's not nifsam achilas kelev, you own chametz. The question is this called derech achila? Not if it's nifsa machilas adam. Why wouldn't one distinguish indeed between the two? So the Ravid writes, we're going to distinguish in this case as well. And the Rambam is going to argue, no. And fascinating, according to the Rambam. You're right when it comes to achilas nevela. You're right when it comes to tumas ochlin. But where would you put Bairam by Matzeh? That, the Rambam shitas, I put that with this rachila. With this rachila. Bairam Matzeh is a function of this rachila. Rabbi Chaim Ozer writes, Nachiezer, Chelek Gimel, Simen Hey, why don't you take a look? He thinks that is the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. Wow. But the Ravid shita is that achila requires ruvager. Biur, by Rabbi Matze, does not require ruvager. And the Rambam disagrees and says that's absolutely not true. That echadu, which true of achila is also true of by Rabbi Matze. That's an important machlokes. That's something which is pretty heavy. The relationship between those two. And that, I will tell you, opens up the whole world. No. And that's the opening sugya, Maseches Pesachim. Here, the Gemara tells us the following. That, you know what, that you have to engage in Bedikas Chametz. Pesachim da Beizam and Alam. Or the Rabba Asar. Bo Kinesa Chametz Laranim. Why exactly is it necessary? Why is it necessary to Bedikas Chametz? After all, the Gemara later, the other days, midaraisa ditto b'amasagi. You're mevati your chametz. You're done. Why is anything more necessary? Why is it necessary to go ahead and do bedika if you already did ditto? And if ditto is enough to avoid bar rabbi matse, why is it that we require anything more? When we learned something, we pointed out three different deos. Tosus rice, the top tosus. Tosos writes that you're right. In order to avoid Bar Rabbi Matzeh, you know what? Bittul is going to be good enough. But we still have a concern. Shema Yavli De'achila. Shema Yavli De'achila. Your house is full of chametz. And lo bedili nishmeh. You're accustomed to eating chametz every day of the year. So good, technically, revata the chametz, but you're going to come to eat? Ooh, so the reason for bedikas chametz is a siyag, is a gzera, shema Yavli De'achila. Show me every day, Achila. Well, okay. If you take a look at the Ran quotes this day of Tosus. And the Ran writes, maybe something else above and beyond that, that maybe a person is not going to be mevatel v'chametz b'leiv shalem. You're going to rely on Bittel. This house is full of chametz. This is very valuable chametz. Right? Those liquors cost thousands and thousands of dollars. He's going to mumble a kol chamir. No? He's not going to be vato b'leiv shalom. Not be vato b'leiv shalom. So therefore, we insist on more. Not reliance on bittul and bittul alone. There's a third sheet of the Rimi and the Nil writes the following chiddush. You know what? No. He'll do bittul sincerely. He'll do bittul sincerely. But you know what? It's in his house. He's going to open up the cabinet and he's going to see, all the schnapps is there. Shemi malech achar bitulo. He'll have a change of mind, he'll have a change of heart. A little different than the Ran, no? The Ran writes that from the get-go, from the onset, you really weren't about to mechametz b'leiv shalom. The Rimi Lanil writes the following, that, you know, we're afraid. You'll shift. It's true, when you were about to mechametz, you did so earnestly. But, you know, as the days go on, you may have a change of mind. You may have a change of heart. That also is a chiddush. And that change of mind, change of heart, is going to mean your chayim for Bayra Matzim. Okay. It's like three different reasons why Bedikah is necessary. I would just say the following. Three different reasons why Bedikah is necessary. Midrabanan. Midaraisa bitov amasagi. Okay, why is anything more necessary? Midrabanan. Agzera shem of de'achila. Or maybe we're concerned about this case, we're concerned about that case, but you're right, technically speaking, that's true. Okay. So when you take a look at the Ran, right? Aleph and Daf Erev. The Ran just writes a stunning chiddush. The Ran writes, you should realize that one of the fundamental reasons for Bedikas Chametz is Shem Yavdei Achila. Oh, that's certainly true. Great. And then the Ran adds a line that you don't have in Tosus. And that's why, Umishum Kach, Ichmiro HaTorah Babal Yeron Bayimansi. That line you don't have in Tosus. That's the Ran. Aleph Mavnevrim. And that's why the Torah formulated the Yisurim Daraisa of Bal Yerah Bayim Atzeh. Wow. Tosus was just talking about why the Chachamim required Bedika. The Chachamim require Bedika because if all you're going to do is rely on Bittul, you may come to eat it. Iran is a bombshell, no? That Mishum Kach Hechmira HaTorah. The reason the Torah formulated the Yisurim Bal Yerah Bayim Atzeh is a Siyag Atu Achim. We don't want you dare eating chametz. And if you chametz, you're chayiv kares. And in order to ensure that you don't hunt the chametz, the Torah forbids even ownership. Ownership of chametz. Wow. Ownership of chametz. You know what you see? Ooh, furish and ram. That the Isra Bari by Matzeh is a siyog daraisa atu achim. Siyog daraisa atu achim. Wow. Maybe one could have argued these are two completely independent Isurim. There's Nisra Bari by Matzeh, there's Nisra Achima. I'll give you an example. You know what? You can't be Ovid Avodah Zarah. That's true. You cannot own Avodah Zarah. You can't have Avodah Zarah in your home. Is the reason you can't own Avodah Zarah because if it's sitting around your house, you may end up being Ovid Avodah Zarah? Pashav Shah, we're in the Sugyas. No, no, no. This is an independent Isser. You can't have it to Eva B'Tzoch Pesach. No? The Gemara has the very last daf, the first parakah of Avodah Zarah. No? You can't even rent your home to an Anjou. You're such a thing. You can't rent your home to an Anjou. Because we assume Schirus Lo Kanya. It's still your home. And if a guy brings Avodah Zarah into that house, guess what? You have Avodah Zarah in your house, and you're violating this or of having a To'eva B'Sof Pesach. Wow, wow. That's like the lengthy rush. The first part goes up. Is that really true, B'Zman HaZeh? You can't rent your house to a guy. That's what the Gemara says. You can't rent your house to a guy. So the rush is like this, the whole fascinating maracha, that in our times, Dina Malchusadina, that a renter has many more rights than in the time of the Gemara, and therefore, Schirus Kanya for us, even though Mikra Din Schirus Lo Kanya. Wow. So that would allow us to rent a house to a non-Jew. But imagine, Mikra Din, the starting point. A guy brings a Avodah Zarah into the house that he's occupying, you're not even there. No, that's an Isra of having Avodah Zarah. In other words, the fear is not that you're going to be Ovid Avodah Zarah of the guy, but there's an independent Isser of ownership, regardless of whether it leads that next step or not. What exactly would one say about Bar Yom HaMatzeh and Achila? Are these two completely independent Isurim? One argue that, what do you mean? Bar Yom HaMatzeh is Aser, because Shemei Odeh Achila, that's Mefurish and Ran. That's Mefurish and Ran. Well, Aleph Maf, Daki Arif. Yosef Engel, Lekavtol, Simen Ches, no? Gives you a list of over a dozen cases of a siyah gedaraisa, of a siyah gedaraisa. The Chachamim are in charge of making a siyah gedaraisa, a siyah lidaraisa, that certainly is true. But the Chachamim, right, are just following Mamish Kein daraisa. The Torah makes its own siyah. The Torah makes its own siyah. Sometimes the Torah will forbid Isra'i because of leading to Isra'i. No. So maybe one example is Bar Yom HaMatzeh, as a siyag which is up to Ato Achila. The Torah says a nazir is not even allowed to eat mishras anavim, the sediment of grain. The Yosef Engel discusses now mafurish in the medrash and the sifri that mishras anavim is a siyag atu shtiyas yayin. This is off limits. Don't even have sediment of, because it will lead to shtiyas yayin. We discussed another yeshiva at Kesef Ishna, no? Very beginning of Ochos Tumas Meis, he writes this, no? That bishul basav achalav is a siyag atu achila. We don't want you to eat basav achalav. So you know what the Torah says as a precaution? Don't even make basav achalav. Don't even create the taruvos. Because we're afraid that shem yavu lideh, right? But the Ran's mefurish, when it comes to Bar Yom HaMatzeh, that indeed is a siyag daraisa which is atu achila. You know what I would tell you? Oh, this is exactly the Ran l'shitas. No, the Ran who assumes m'sachim adav aleph that Bar Yom HaMatzeh are not independent isurim, but Bar Yom HaMatzeh is governed by the isra achila. That is the hidden assumption of that Ran, adav yud gimel. So if you have chametz that's nifsal me'achilas adam, where there is no isur achila, because it's not real agar, in isuri achila require real achilas adam, how in the world can you be chayav for Bar Yom HaMatzeh? When it comes to chametz that's nifsal me'achilas adam, what in the world? What is an isur Bar Yom HaMatzeh? There's an isur achila. There's no halacha of real agar when it comes to non-isur achila. The answer is, Bar Yom HaMatzeh is a siyag ato achila. Mufurish and Ran. Mufurishana. And therefore, exactly the Shitase. And now, the shitas say the teretz is yochel chamea. Oh, and now you see chamea is only relevant for something which is nifsa mechidas adam, not nifsa mechidas vehema. Against the rive, then in all aspects, the rive disagrees with all of those points. All those points. Is there any indication that the Rambam also agree with this Ram? So I'll tell you a diuk in the Rambam. Gotta be careful with the diukim, but I'll tell you a diuk and maybe we'll find more compelling rayas than Rambam. That Rambam I want you to see, this Rambam, Perakalf Lochabez. The Rambam writes, what happens if a person owns chametz during Pesach? You know what the Rambam writes? You own chametz during Pesach, you're going to violate two lavim. You're going to violate a lav of Bal Yeroi, you're going to violate a lav of Bal Yimatzeh. Hamaniach chametz v'shus v'pesach? Over b'shnei lav. The Rambam adds one phrase. Ready for this? Maniach chametz v'shus v'pesach? Afal pi shlo ochla. The Rambam throws that in. Afal pi shlo ochla. If you own chametz on Pesach, even if you don't end up eating it, over b'shnei lav. Of course, no? Like, why does the Rambam just even add that phrase? I would tell you, no. If the Rambam Shita is the Bayra Bay Matzeh, is the Siyag Ato Achila, that's the emphasis of the Rambam. It may very well be that the purpose of Bayra Matzeh is Ato. But obviously, right, it doesn't mean that only once you eat, you violate Bayra Bay Matzeh. But the reason the Rambam goes out of his way and emphasizes the point is because clearly the relationship between the two. And therefore, exactly is the Ran Shita. The kash of the Ran of Nifso Me Achilas Adam would be a good kash according to the Rambam. And the Teres is Yachal Chamea. And the answer of the Yachal Chamea is only to explain Nifso Me Achilas Adam, not Nifso Me Achilas Kela. Wow. Before we even see other Rambams, why would this be? That I'm not going to view Bayra Bay Matzeh independently, but rather as a siyag which is Atu Achima. So I'll tell you just simply the following point. If you take a look at the Isser of Bayra Bay Matzeh, Shivas Yamim, So'or lo yimotzi bevateichem. Shivas yamin so'or lo yimotzi bevateichem. Et shmos yubez yates. Rosh as well. So'or lo yimotzi bevateichem. And what's the hemshech hakra? Ki kol olchel machmetzes v'nichras ha'nefesh ahi. That's what the pasuk says. No? But don't you dare own, because if you eat, you're chayav karis. Don't you dare own, because if you eat, you're chayav karis. It sounds as though from simply the juxtaposition of the Isser of Bayra Bay Matzeh with the Isser Achila, that indeed is true. Not as independent Yisurim. It's as though Kol HaMachametz is in a Sinas Tam for the Isser of Bayra Bay Matzeh. Shiva Siyam Sona Matzeh Vateichem, because Ki Kol Ocho Machmetzes B'nichrasa. Who says this? The Bar Benon writes this. Here in Shmos Yudeis. This is what Chassam Sofer writes in Psachim Adav Beizam and Aleph. He writes the name of his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Abram. That the Pasuk links the two together, and that's our great indication that, you know what? Number one, yes, Tosus Lo B'Dili Nishmi. You're used to eating it all year. You can come to you. That certainly is true. Even more than that, there is that relationship. And I'll tell you here also another fundamental machlokas Rishon. The Mishnah in Psachim Daf Membeis Amaral tells us the following: the Elu Ovrin BePesach, the Elu Ovrin BePesach. And part of that list is Teruvos Samos. Elu Ovrin BePesach. What does Elu Ovrin BePesach mean? With that which the Mishnah is going to list, with those items, Ovrin BePesach, Ovrin BePesach. You know what Rashi writes? You know what Ovrin means? Ovrin Aleim BeBarom BeYimatzeh. That's what the phrase means in the Mishnah. Eilu Ovrin BePesach, Dehainu. No, Ovrin Aleim BeBarom BeYimatzeh. Wow, that's a very great condition according to Rashi. with all the cases that are mentioned in the Mishnah, there's an Isra by Rav Matzah. And Tosus says, that's not true, that's not true. The Mishnah, for example, mentions Terubos Chametz. You really violate an Isra of Terubos Chametz. You violate by Rav Matzah. You violate by Terubos Chametz. Tosus or Rabbeinu Tam, that's not true. The Elu over means something else. You know what over means? Hainu me'al ha'shulchan. Over means me'al ha'shulchan. Get rid of it. These are things you have to get rid of. These are things that should not be found on your table. That's a pretty heavy machlokas, no? Rashi reads the Mishnah, with these items you violate by Rav Matzah, and Tosus says, no, ovrin means ovrin hainu me'al ha'shulchan. It means get rid of those things. Get rid of those things. But not that there's bayram by Matzah. That's a pretty fascinating issue. Is there bayram by Matzah when it comes to Terubos Chametz? Is there Tosus or Shittas? There isn't. There isn't. You take a look at Tosus, Rabbeinu Tam. Because they're Chiddush, one could disagree. Maybe you're only chayev for bar by matzah. When you're dealing with chametz gamur, chametz be'en, where there's nisr karis. If there is no nisr karis ba'achila, is there an nisr lav for possession? Maybe one could suggest that if the isra bayram by matzah is a siag ato achila, I would add one word, achilas karis. That's the Shita Rabbeinu Tam. Any chametz that if you eat it, you're going to be chayev kares, then there's an isra bayram by matzah. Once you notch down from the isra of kares, and perhaps Terubos Chametz does not have association with isra, the Ram has a separate love for Terubos Chametz. Komach metzus lo sochelu. But not an isra kares. Who says that there's an isra love of a siyag otu, an isra chametz where there is no kares? The Rambam writes that there is. The Rambam writes that there is Bayi Rambai Matzah when it comes to Terubos Chametz. That's the Rambam Perek Dal v'Chachetz, the Terubos Chametz Amatzah. But I'll tell you a fascinating Magid Mishnah. That Magid Mishnah, Dal v'Chachetz, is it always true that you're chayev for Bayi Rambai Matzah for Terubos Chametz? You know what the Mishnah writes? He thinks it really depends. You know, you can have different forms of Terubos Chametz. Sometimes you can have Terubos Chametz where it's b'terubos, but there's a kazayis tokh kedei achilas pras. That within a short window of time, by consuming this, I'm going to be consuming a kazayis chametz. Sometimes you can have Terubos Chametz, which is not a kazayis tokh kedei achilas pras. You know what? There's chametz which is there, but you know, the chametz is so intermingled, it's so dispersed, you know? You can have a candy bar where there are a few grains of chametz. You know how much you'd have to eat to consume a kazayas of chametz? A kazayas of chametz? What, 100 bars? Right? 20 bars? Betol kine achilas pras. Magid Mishnah writes, he thinks the Rambam Shita, is your only chayef for bayram by matzah if you have a terubos which is a kazayas tokin achilas pras. But that would be this rachila. If it's a kazayas which is not there for this ras, I own a kazayas of chametz. But you don't have the potential for the kazayas tokeh chilas ras, you're not chayim. Maybe that would be a fascinating raya then. But to argue indeed that that's true, that according to the Rambam, these are not independent isurim. What's driving the isra of Bayi Rambai Matzah is the isra of achila. And therefore, you have to start from Nisra Achila. Maybe even start from Achila Sheish Bokaris. You have to start from Kazayas Tok Achila's Pras. It has to be something that's Royal Achila. It can't be something which is Nifsa Me Achila. And that, I will tell you, is fascinating just simply in terms of the Shakl V'Tari of Ar Gemara. Ar Gemara says that according to Beis Hillel Shita, what do you mean that Yafinan Bir Me'achila? Yafinan Bir Me'achila. What exactly does that mean? Is that just a drasha of Yafinan Bir Me'achila? Maybe the Gemara, you would have expected the Gemara to continue and tell us what the drasha is, no? Maybe it means something much more simple. It doesn't mean Yafusa. No, it doesn't mean, oh, we have a gzera shav, we have a binyan, we have a mematzinu. According to the Ran, well, of course, of course. If what's driving the isra of Bayron and Baymatzeh is the isra achila, so how in the world, no? How in the world can Beis Shammai maintain that the isra for Bayron and Baymatzeh is a koseves? And isra achila is a kazayis? It sounds so odd, no? A kazayis achamis, you eat it, you're chayiv karis. But there's no isra of Bayron and Baymatzeh. There's no isra. The isra bar matzah is a larger share. The isra bar abchametz is a koseves, even though this isra achiyah shesh bakaris is a kazayas. One thing you see clearly, according to Beis Shammai, is that bar matzah is not a siyag ato achila. I have this, and if I eat this, I'm chayav kares. But this is not subject to this isra bar matzah. It's only a kazayas, it's a koseves. And Beisilah fundamentally disagrees and says, Yalfinan bi. Sometimes Yalfinan bi Rakhim the following. I grant your point. These are two separate Yisurim. But you know, there's a Hekesh, there's a Beinah, there's a Mamatzinu, there's the Alfusa. Is that what Beisilah means in our Gemara? You're right, in principle, they're independent Yisurim, but they're linked. Or in argument, they're not at all independent. Independent Yisurim. Independent Yisurim. That's what the Ravid says. When our Gemara says, the Rambam assumes it's true for everything. And the Ravid says, no, the Shir in Kamar. It's only true when it comes to the Shir. We have a Yalfuso when it comes to the Shir, that the Shir is the same, despite the fact that these are so different. So different. Chametz versus Sa'or. But that difference would result in an incredible Chiddush according to the Shita Beis Shammai. That there's something that's forbidden by achila within Issur Kares, that there's no Issur Bayram by Matzah. Namely, chametz, less than a koseves, more than a kazayis. Of course they're independent. And according to the Rambam and the Ram, the response of Beisil is a fundamental response. It's not just simply a din shir, but rather the nature of. How can you argue that you're allowed to possess something that if you eat it, you're going to be chayav kares? Maybe we can debate, if you eat it, tarubas chametz, and there is some kares, did the Torah create a siyag of a lav, a makam lav? Maybe the lav is only a makam kares? Okay. The Rambam has the following shita. Yichud, negia, is an issa daraisa. But the Magmisha points out, it's an issa daraisa when it comes to arayos. Because in arayos, you're chayav kares, arayos, you're chayav misa, so you can have a siyag of harchakos of arayos. But if you're dealing with something that's not an iser erva, like chavilavim, we don't necessarily assume that those harchakos are daraisa. The Rambam shita that harchakos are daraisa are harchakos of arayos, sheishbo kari sumisa. Maybe one can argue the same thing is true when it comes to bayram baymatzei. But to argue that you have chametz, where if you eat it, there's a chi of kares, and there's no Isra of Bayram Matzeh, clearly those are independent Yisurim. And that is the Shita Beis Shammai that he disagrees and argues that's not true. So there are many related points, no, in terms of this Machlokes Beis Shammai. What exactly is the Garamin of Yalfinu Biru Me'achila, the relationship of Chametz and Sa'or, how to understand the Braisas of Sachem Daf Memei, whether the Braisa 1 and Braisa 2 are identical, or telling you two independent diunim? No? And how you understand the Yochel Lechameh Yisos Sacheros? Is that halach in something which is Nifsa Lagamre? Or no, only to answer the kasha of Ru'uy L'Nevela, because if Bayram Baymatzi is Gormed Yisra Achila, so for that you have to come on to Yochel Yisos Sacheros. No? Take a look, Chaz, and all this comes together with a very fascinating machlokes, right? The Rambam and Rav. This is like the starting point. Rav Tishon, we'll have to continue. Okay.